the 91.5 FM.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning in to the Refresh Radio on WMIE 91.5 FM. And we want to thank you for making us part of your day. You know, I was telling my wife about a month or so ago. Now, we've been doing this radio program for almost 11 years. October will be 11 years. And I told her, I said, you know, when we started the radio program and I was looking, you know, praying, God, what do you want to call the radio program? And, you know, felt led for Refresh. And it's like, well, what does the Bible have to say about that? And then there's the verse in Proverbs that says, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed. I can tell you that I didn't remember ever having heard anybody highlight that verse until then. That wasn't something I heard somebody else say. It was something that I found in the Word, and it's like, that's what we're here to do. We're here to be a blessing to Brevard County. And I want you to know, since that day, I have heard more preachers preach that verse, talk about that verse, mention it in conference settings, that I've heard it more in the past 11 years than I remember ever hearing it in my entire life. And so we want you to be refreshed so that you can go out and refresh others throughout this community. We want to say thank you today to the folks at Treasure Your Landscape. Treasure Your Landscape is a licensed and insured family business. They're based right here in Brevard County. They've got 20 years plus of experience in the landscaping business. They have a full array of outdoor space products that include artificial turf, carefully designed putting greens, meticulous landscaping service, expert paver installation, installing and managing drains and downspouts. I can also tell you that the artificial turf that they put down is not the same as what you would see that you could buy off the roll in bulk in some other places. This is really, really high quality stuff. They have the know-how and the resources to help you with landscape lighting, water features, landscape repair, everything that you need from design to planning to maintenance. They can transform your outdoor area into a space your family will treasure. Dan and his team can be reached at 321-749-1432, 321-749-1432. They also have Space Coast Nursery. If you want to see a bunch of different products and pick one out for yourself, they are on 3880 North Courtney Parkway, Merritt Island, Florida. They're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, Saturday, 8 to 1. And their phone number is 321-452-5565. So if you're on Merritt Island, you can see what products are available there. Treasure Your Landscape goes all throughout Brevard County, making people's outdoor spaces come to life in a very useful and beautifying manner. So today we are going to return to Mark chapter 8, Mark the 8th chapter, and we are going to continue looking at Jesus instructing his disciples, and we're going to be talking more about desires and things like that. So verse number 34, we talked about this on yesterday's program. If you want to go back and listen to that in detail, it says, when he had called the people to himself with his disciples also, he said to them, whoever desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake and the gospel's will save it. For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world, loses his own soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? For whoever is ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him the Son of Man also will be ashamed when he comes in the glory of his Father with the holy angels. So yesterday we talked about desires. Today we're going to be talking about people's desire, and that a lot of people have a desire to save their life. And this is describing just continuing to exist. And, the determination to live is something that historically has been very valuable, and it's been a driving force. We are seeing a shift in that on the sociological scale, to where now people are not talking about I want to live. They're talking about I just don't want to be in this sin-sick world anymore. You know, if you tell a person that it's not getting any better, then they say, then I just want to die. Several years ago, I got a phone call, and it said, you know, if you want to see your relative again, you better come, and she's not going to live very much longer. It was my grandmother. First time I got a phone call like that was in regard to one grandmother, and that was a long, long time ago. And we hurried there. We had a short visit, prayed with her, cried, came back. And what people had forgot to factor in was that she still had a will to live, and that God had appointed a day in which she was going to be promoted into his presence, and that wasn't that day. In fact, she lived for another 4.5 years. And then a little while later, I get the phone call about this. This is after she had passed away. Get the phone call about her husband, my grandfather. Said, they're saying he's not coming home. Organ's shutting down. Fly in. Say a prayer of faith. God raises him up, causes him to be healthy, and he lives another 9 months. Probably would have lived longer had there not been an accident in the hospital. But, again, the expert said one thing, and he lived in a... Now to the second grandmother, I walk in, flown in the same time as my uncle, and we travel in the same car. We get to the hospital, and they are talking that she's not expected to live more than 48 hours. And my uncle walks in, I walk in right beside him, and all of a sudden, my grandmother says, "Oh, I have such a wonderful family. I've decided that I'm not going to die right now." And I will never forget that encounter. "I've decided that I'm not going to die right now. I've decided I'm going to live." And on Friday, the day that she was supposed to pass away, was the day they discharged her from the hospital, and she went on to live for another 5 years. I believe that as Christians, that we ought to have a desire to live for the glory of God and make the most out of the opportunities that God gives us, choosing not just to exist, but choosing to thrive and be a vibrant testimony to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. But in this passage, it is talking about people who have a desire to live with no regard for what eternity has to offer. And I am so thankful that this season that we are here on this earth is just a small segment of the life that God wants us to live with Him. He wants us to live with Him forever and ever in a condition of holiness and wholeness. He wants us to enjoy all of the benefits of heaven. So there are a lot of people that want to live here on this world, enjoying all that this world has to offer without giving any consideration to eternity whatsoever. And those people, when their life is coming down to the end, all of a sudden you will find that they are willing to spend whatever needs to be spent, do whatever experimental treatment needs to be done, all with the hopes of just living a little bit longer, because the grave is getting closer and closer and closer, and they have no hope because they do not have a relationship with Jesus. There's a guy by the name of Tom. Tom showed up at my church door one day and just introduced himself. He's a joy to be around. He is a jubilant believer, and he ministers in assisted living facilities, and we've had some conversations. He calls on the phone from time to time. We've had some face-to-face meetings a few times. And when I pray for Tom, I pray for him because God has strategically placed him in an atmosphere where he may be one of the last opportunities that people have to ask Jesus to forgive them of their sins and be the Lord of their life. You see, the important thing is, as long as you have breath, make sure that you use that breath to cry out and ask Jesus to be the Lord of your life. You can't do anything about the past other than to ask God to forgive it, but you can give Him what you have left and give Him the best of what you have left. And so I bless Tom, and I bless all of the others that God has strategically positioned, because in His great mercy, He doesn't want any to perish. He wants all to come to everlasting life. And so you've got people who minister in jails, and people who minister in prisons and hospitals and nursing homes and assisted living facilities. You got some of us that minister in churches, and you may never know the people that you are ministering to that you're impacting just by your day-to-day life. Here, Jesus says, just because you are alive does not mean that you are spiritually alive. And if you are not spiritually alive, you will be in a position to where you eventually lose the very thing that you think that you are longing for, and that is your life. The word here is the word psyche. It means your soul. It means your mind, your will, your emotions. It can mean, you know, your life itself. And the word for losing it means that you lose it, it is destroyed, or it perishes. And I've got this note written down here as I was preparing to come into the radio studio. Your ungodly desires, or wrong desires, prohibited desires, will kill you. The things that you long for that do not come from God, you have to be very, very careful about those things, because they can be lethal. And so that means that there are a lot of people who are spending their life trying to save it, trying to fill a void in their life. They're trying to deliver themselves from their own challenges and problems. They're trying to make themselves well, trying to make themselves whole. They're trying to pull themselves up by their own bootstraps. And I will tell you today that you cannot save yourself. You need a savior. So there is a paradox here. You desire to save, but in trying to save yourself, you end up losing the very thing that you were trying to save. But, Jesus says in verse number 35, whoever loses his life for my sake and the gospel's will save it. And the words are the same. They are just put in a different sequence. And so if we are willing to allow our hopes and our dreams and our desires, the things that we thought that we've always wanted, if we will allow those things to be considered loss for the sake of knowing Christ, if we will say, you know what is really important is not what I do for my sake, but what I do for Jesus' sake, then we are set up not to lose, but to see the life that has been entrusted to us is actually saved. We're delivered from the captivity, the blindness, the deception of the world. God makes us well. God makes us whole, and he heals us if we are willing to lay down our desires so that we can live our life for the glory of Jesus and for the sake of the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ. So I pray that you live your life well. Live your life as an investment in eternity. Okay? So all my life I've heard people talking about investing, and if you'll invest consistently, if you will invest early, you will, you know, when you get to retirement age, you'll have more money than you'll can imagine, and you'll be able to do all the things that you want to do. Well, my problem with that economically was our finances were not very good in all of those early years. Instead, we were lucky if we still had money when we ran out of month. But I will tell you that throughout our life, we have spent that time investing our treasure in a place called heaven, where thieves can't get to it, moths can't get to it, decay doesn't happen to it, and we're really looking forward to hearing God say, "Great is your reward. Well done." There's a place that money cannot buy you. There are a lot of people in this world that have grown up with such affluence that there were places that only the affluent could go. But the world has shrunk as far as destinations and capabilities, and now many of those places that the affluent used to have to themselves, now, you know, there are people that say, "I can go there. I'll pay that price. I want to go and experience what they experience." But and so because of that, there's a lot of the policies that the affluent put in place are designed not to make your life better, but to make their life better and to keep you from doing the things that they want to do. They don't want to share the space with you. And But I can tell you about a place that the most luxurious accommodations here on planet Earth cannot even begin to compare. It's a place that you don't have to buy a plane ticket. You don't have to buy a ticket aboard a cruise ship. You don't have to ride a train. You can't walk there, can't bike there. The only way that you can get there is to be transported there by the Spirit of the Living God. There are no GPS coordinates. And the thing is, you and I have to be ready at any given point in time, because one, it could be one heartbeat away, or two, it could be one command from the Father leaning over to the Son and said, Jesus, go get your bride. Two different ways, same destination. But the only way that we're able to get there is through the blood of Jesus. So verse number 36 puts the segment that we'll call time in perspective to that never-ending amount of time called eternity. For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? And so here we begin to see that there are priorities, that gaining the world is not the option. Having, you know, a bank account with lots of zeros on the left side of the decimal point, that is not the goal. The goal is to make sure that our soul is firmly held in the hands of the one who created us in his image and went to the cross, paid for our sins, so that our sins could be forgiven, because he wants to spend eternity with us. So don't let that which is temporary deprive you of the life that God has for you that's eternal. Misery for unbelievers is not an event. Misery is not a season. Misery is an eternity. And as much as people want to talk about the natural elements of what eternity without God looks like, of, you know, fire and brimstone and weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth, the biggest cost of a God, of an eternity separated from God, is that you are separated from Jesus, the lover of your soul. You chose poorly. And today, if you've chosen poorly, I want you to know that by the grace of God, you can change your mind and you can reprioritize your life. There was a study I saw years ago about people who had climbed the corporate ladder, and then when they looked around, they saw that those people who had gained the world had a huge wake in their past of just devastating loss. You know, things that were really important and they just lost. And I've made it very clear. Ministry is to the glory of God. God is my number one love, but ministry falls down further along the path. I don't want to lose my family. I don't want to lose my wife. I don't want to lose my children or my grandchildren. And I definitely don't even want to lose my own soul just for the sake of being noticed or having some level of notoriety or celebrity status by a bunch of people who 15 minutes later don't want to have anything to do with me. Fame is fleeting. Celebrity is an illusion. And so I want to encourage you, make sure you pursue that which is eternal. Verse 38, for whoever is ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation. That's what Jesus is describing this world. Adulterous, that means it's unfaithful. If they tell you they love you one minute, they could be telling someone else they love them the next. It is not a generation that is filled with holiness. It is not a people who are living the way that God wants them to live. And yet there are believers who, when God has strategically placed them as his ambassador in that environment, they become ashamed of him, the Son of Man, who went to the cross and hung there in a humiliating fashion, paying for their sins. There are people who are too ashamed to even mention him. Listen, we live in a day and time of cancel culture, where if you do not do what the masses want you to do, they will cancel you. Well, I want to encourage you, even in cancel culture, live for Jesus. Don't be ashamed of him. Don't be ashamed of his word, because there is a day that is coming when Jesus will appear. You and I will be caught away to be with him in the clouds. We will stand before the Heavenly Father with his holy angels. And Jesus has said, how you reacted, how you represented him in a sinful and adulterous generation, he says, that's the way that he's going to represent you in the presence of the Father. I don't want to be ashamed of him. I don't want Jesus to be ashamed of me. I want him to say, here's Bob. Here's Bob. Bob was saved because of the work of the cross. He loved your word. He is empowered by the Spirit of God. Heavenly Father, he represented the kingdom well. And I want you to know, I am ecstatic that he is home. I don't want him to just, I want him to say that about me. I don't want him to just say that about me. I want him to say that about all of the saints in Brevard County. God is good. Don't be ashamed of the word of God. I know it's difficult that the darkness is around, but please understand, the darkness will not win. Light will overpower the darkness. Let everyone know what a joy it is to be in love with Jesus. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Whalen Duff with Keller Williams Space Coast Realty is a friendly, knowledgeable, active, and accessible real estate agent here in Brevard County. Keller Williams is known for real estate services all across the world, and Whalen specializes in helping buyers purchase the right place to call home, as well as helping sellers market and negotiate the sale of their single-family home, condo, vacant land, or business. Whalen Duff can be reached at 321-536-5973 or visit whalenduff.kw. Whalen Duff with Keller Williams Space Coast Realty is your local realtor who provides all you need and the time you deserve to get your real estate purchased or sold.